Hi, I'm Alec Komarnitsky, and I run a website, www.komar.org, where I have a variety of photography-related stuff, in addition to other all sorts of zany things. What we're doing today is comparing the audio performance of the original Rode VideoMic versus the Rode VideoMic Pro. What we have is two 7Ds in front of us. The image stabilization is turned off on both bodies, and both Rode VideoMics are the same settings. They do not have a dead cat on, but they do have the foam pad. The high pass filter is not engaged, and we're at 0 dBs on both of them. So let's see what the audio performance sounds like. Currently about 10 feet away from the cameras, and now I'm going to walk away to about 30 feet or so, and we'll see how that sounds. As you can tell from the background noise, we have a little bit of breeze going on, some birds flying around, and a fairly busy street a little bit to the south of us. Let's hear what the dinner bell sounds like. I'm going to keep walking backwards here because, again, the goal of the Rode VideoMics, which is a shotgun design, is to pick up noises from a distance. I'm now about 70 feet or so away. You probably can hear me pretty well, although even with the automatic gain control, what you're hearing is more of the background noise getting picked up. Let's go ahead and get 100 feet away. I'm going to keep backing up until I either run into the fence or I fall over. We're now about 100 feet away from the two Canon 7Ds with the two Rode VideoMics on them. Let's hear the dinner bell. And there was some background noise for you just to hear what that sounded like. So I've done this test, and my conclusion is that the audio quality is basically the same. That's great news, because what Rode has done is taken the original great sound quality of the Rode VideoMic and put that in a much smaller form factor, which is great for your digital SLR. So thanks for listening, and if you want to see more of my stuff, go to www.komar.org. Thank you.